Today's Amud is Nedarim Vav Amud Aleph. We are up to the second line with the words Meisve. Again, discussing this whole parsha, the whole sugi over here of Yadayim She'enim Ochichos. A Yad is an incomplete statement, and it's not clear what the person meant. So, begins the Gemara. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha from a brisa. You have like an object that's lying in front of you, and Harehu Alai. So you say, this is on me. Harei ze alai, or this is on me. So it's osir. Why? Mipnei shehu yad lekorban. Because this is an incomplete statement. You didn't speak out necessarily what you wanted to do with this, but you just said harei hu alai, harei ze alai. So we assume that that this is going to be for a korban, so it becomes osir, right? So what's the indication? Taim da omra lai. The reason, because you said the words alai. So that's why it becomes weird. Aval lo amar alai. If you wouldn't have said, you just say harehu lo. That's nothing else. So tuyufta de abaye. So this is a disproof of avaye. We slugged it up because abaye held. As remember from previously, we saw that yadayim she'en mechichos have yadayim. That is a good statement, right? Okay. Omalach abaye. So abaye will answer back to you. No. Taim de amar alai. The reason is because he said the word alai, hu da osur. That's why it became osur. Aval omer harei hu. But if a person would just made the first basic statement without that, velo omer alai, would not add that third word, alai, harei hu hefker. Hu de hefker. He's saying this is ownerless, property. Harei hu de tzedaka. This belongs to tzedaka. Ka'omer. So that's what he meant. Veha ba mipnei shehu yad le korban. Kossi. But this statement is a yad, so he's making it to like a korban. In other words, Ron speaks this out the bottom. But Dibra Hamaschal Meisve Harehu Alai Taimed Omer Alai Hu De Oser Avalo Omer Lo Afagab De Velo Alai. Even though if he didn't use that word Alai, just the first two words Vada Yad Mihu Havi, it certainly is a yad. Umashinim we learn Dilma Harehu Hefker Ka Omer. Maybe he just wants to make this property, this object in front of him, to declare it hefker. Kalimer, meaning the below a lie. We didn't say the word a lie. Afilu yad she'enu mechiach lo havid leisur. It's not even a yad she'enu mechiach. Mishum de yad ena ela be a lie. The yad comes with a lie. The omer hareze a lie. Imasig dibure va omer hare a lie. Also, because he would have finished off and said that this is on me, that would make an isser. Umakshinan, so the Ron said, we'll ask a question. Vaha mibnei shehu yad lekorban ketani, right? This is maybe, we just said that this is now becoming a partial statement to make this object like a korban. That's a lashon, that's the neder, making it osir. Kilomer, mi ketani shehu yad leneder. Did it say that it's a yad for neder? Yad lekorban ketani. No, it said it's a yad for a korban. Ula korban, harehu, below a lie, have a yad. So in a korban, if you just say this is like a korban without saying a lie, that makes it a yad. Shekain derech amamis nis nadbin, loimer, making a double, as they say, harehu korban, harehu korban. So this is a korban. Afilu halchin davka be'alai. And nevertheless, it has to be using the word alai, even though that's the way that people talk without using it. So shmamidah svirle di yadayim shein mechichas lo havi yadayim. So we see that this is not a good enough statement, and that is the disproof on the anabaye. So Ella goes back to the Gemara now and continues. Ema, you have to like this. Taim to omer alai. The reason, because he specifically said, it's alai, it's on me, who osir v'chaber mutar. So on him, it's going to be osir, but his chaber, another person, would be permitted to benefit. Aval, but omer harehu. But if he just said harehu, not that last word alai, shnehin asurim. So both he and his chaber, meaning somebody else, would be prohibited from getting any better from this. Dilma, the Dilma, harehu hektesh ka'amr. Because maybe it's a very such an unclear statement. Perhaps what the person meant to say is that this is becoming hektesh, right? So in other words, there's a concern over here that he might have actually made it hektesh rather than taking a net that's forbidden to him as if it was. So Meisve, one second, I'll ask you a question, says the Gemara. Harezo chatas. If a person says that this is going to be a chatas, harezo osham, this is going to be an osham. So af al pi, even though shehu chayiv chatas for osham, even the person is required to bring a chatas or an osham, he did one of the averus that would necessitate bringing those korbanos, lo amar klum. He hasn't said anything like that. So the Rambam brings this halacha. I've seen this earlier. The Rambam brings this in Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Ches. The Rambam here tells what the rule is when you can volunteer to bring Karbonos, what categories you're allowed to volunteer, what categories of Karbonos you're not allowed to volunteer. The Rambam says, Chatas va'asham, einem boim ela al chet. You can't volunteer just to do this. If you did an Aveira that requires it, the five cases when you bring an Asham, fine. The Einem Boim Beneder Nadova. You can't just make a neder to bring a chatas or an Asham. Ha'oime hare alai chatas o Asham. Osha'om hare zu chatas o Asham. Lo amr klum. It's a meaningless statement. Hayim chuyev chatas. One second. Now, differently, if a person really is obligated already before he made the statement to bring a chatas o Asham, or he has to bring a korban asham. But and then he says, "Hare ze chatosi." This is the animal I'm going to bring for my chatas. O ashami le ashami. So okay, not good. O hare hamaos ha'elu le chatosi. This is the money's going to be used for it. O la ashami devarav kayami. Then he does bring that. So if there was a pre-existing chiv to bring it, then he says like designate. This is what it's going to be. So the Rambam brings that works. Okay, so back in the Gemara, hare zu chatosi, hare zu ashami. If he was already chayiv to bring it from it beforehand, yeah, then that's good. Dvar of Kayamin. And this is Tiyufta de Abaye. This we now have a disproven Abaye. So Amaloch Abaye is the Abaye can answer you back. Homani, who's this going like? You're attacking, but whose opinion is this? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is one who holds that Yadayim She'en Mechichos Lohavi Yadayim, that an incomplete statement isn't really binding. But Abaye, one second, you're going to tell me that it's against, that, I mean, you're attacking from Yehuda, who argues, Abaye Huda Amar, we said, Ana Damina Afil Rabbi Yehuda, right? We just got through yesterday's out, we had a whole thing, we had the whole discussion about the Abaye and Rava. We want to say that Abaye was like the Rabbanan and Rava was like Rabbi Yehuda. We said, no, not so fast. We could really work it out both ways. Abaye could work out both according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And Rava also work out according to the Rabbi Yehuda and to the Rabbanan. So we said, now we're saying differently. Abaye comes back and says, oh, you're asking a question on me against the Yedayim, She'en Mechis Lohavi Yedayim, but that's not my Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But you yourself have said you held like Rabbi Yehuda. So when it says, Hadar Bey, oh, he held back. He reversed. He went back and says, no, that that Rabbi Yehuda and him are not necessarily agreeable. El Aleima Rava, the Amrik Rabbi Yehuda. So now, should we say, this is very similar. We'll see why it's so similar. We just saw this earlier. Should we say that Abaye went back, right, and says that about Rabbi Yehuda? So Rava, who held that Rava holds the Yadayim she'en mechichos lo havi Yadayim. So is that the Rabbi Yehuda, right? And it's not like the Rabbanan. So Amar lecha Rava ona damino da amre afil Rabbanan. Rava would answer back, I could even hold my shita within the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo ka Amar Rabbanan de lo be'inin yedayim mochichas. The only place where the Rabbanim says that you don't have to have something clearly stated el gabe get, right? That but by getin we don't need it. The ain adam megarishes eishes chaveru, because a person's not going to go divorce somebody else's wife; he's divorcing his wife. So therefore, we could be less lenient on requirement. Aval ba'alma, but in general, right? Whenever we don't have such a clear cut case, but ina we require yadayim mochichos. You have to have it very clearly stipulated what exactly you are planning to do and what exactly are your intentions. So it's not common, but you basically have the Gemara repeating the exact same discussion. So why is that? Why does the Gemara doesn't just say like, you know, Abaye, like we said earlier, and Rava, like we said earlier? So the Shita Mikubetzis points out something that's important. A lot of the Rishonim have a similar idea. The Shita Mikubetzis is Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. So he brings here in Nedarim, he says like this, Loshin Meyuterhu. This whole thing here was just extra. Kilo hayelo loymar, he didn't have to, all he had to say, Ella amalecha rava ana damina filurbon kidda amrinon, as we said earlier. But it doesn't, it goes and repeats it, so we can, and goes through the entire explanation of how his shita would work out according to Rabbanim. We just had that. Ella, why is that? Why is it a little bit, we call it verbose, a little bit different type of language you find here? So this is the Yisod, says the Shita Mikubetzis. Ella bezosa masechta, in this masechta, meaning masech Hilchis Nedarim Uv Masechta Nazir, and okay, in coming attractions for Nazir, Yesh Kama Lashonos Miuteris Shalo Kiminhag Tamudenu. Okay, so he's saying that we have a different gears. There's just different lashonos. Every Rabbi Razin likes to say this idea that every masechta has its own unique flavor to it, its own unique lashonos to it. So Nedarim has different types of lashonos that don't appear in other masechtas. Some of the explanations for that, perhaps because it wasn't necessarily part of the Mesorah, that wasn't necessarily learned regularly in the yeshivas, therefore the Lashon isn't so refined, as you have more of the, we'll call it, more popular Mesechtas that were learned in the times of the Gaonim. Whatever reason it is, the facts are the facts, that there are different types of Lashonos to be experienced, and we encounter here in Meseches Nedarim, rather than other Mesechtas. Okay, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up next time with Vav Amid Beis.